Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina at the annual CARE convention, and I'm with Brendan McSheehy, the chairman of the board. Brendan, you doing okay?
Just fine this morning, Kemp. Thank you.
This is the beginning of the meeting, and I'm hearing that you have a record group here. Why do you think there are so many people at this annual convention this year?
It's the commitment and the determination to achieve the goals of CARE, which is landfill diversion of used carpet.
Mm-hmm. Should give a little background. Brendan, your day job is you are the Vice President of Innovation and Sustainability at Universal Fibers, based in Bristol, Virginia. And you've been chairman of the board here, and you've just been elected to a second term, so you'll end up in the end doing this 4 years. And there's some hurdles this organization faces. Most people know CARE is, what, about 12 years old, is that right?
Correct. The MOU goes back to 2002, so this is actually our 14th annual conference.
Okay. All right. So some of the hurdles you're facing, with crude oil being at $40, $50, virgin material is a more viable option for the construction of carpet, which makes recycled material less attractive, and carpet's a little bit on the downturn. So that makes this role a little more challenging, right?
It does, and the two outlets are to find mid and lower value opportunities where a recycled material that hasn't been tremendously processed fits in favor of a virgin material, and also the end market uses that value and appreciate sustainable content.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about the structure of CARE. It is a multi-stakeholder organization. You have carpet manufacturers that put the product together as members. You have people like you who make the raw materials. You have collectors and sorters and entrepreneurs that help bring the material back. And you actually also have some government people involved, right?
Yes, we do. And the fact that it is multi-stakeholder gives us all the perspectives in the room to advance this complicated and complex opportunity.
All right, so let's talk about the one legislation that was passed in California, AB 2398. You know, it's called EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility Legislation, and we've covered before that fee has gone to 20 cents a yard, and that's going to bring in around $18, $19 million, which is some real money. So talk about what impact that might have.
Well, it's had internally a direct impact. CARE is managing a budget that's at historic levels, and we've made adjustments in the organization to ensure that the appropriate financial fiduciary controls are in place. But in terms of advancing the goals of AB 2398, the commitment is to achieve 16% recovery in 2016, and CARE would say that they have made continuing meaningful improvement efforts, one initiative after another, to continue towards this goal in the face of, as you mentioned, adverse economic substitution circumstances.
All right, so they want 16%, you're at about 14%, and while that's just 2%, that's going to be a steep hill to climb, isn't it?
We're in the red zone, and we've got a goal line push going.
I might need to point out that while that is a California initiative, it is actually stimulating nationwide type of activity, right?
It is. There's a second initiative called the Voluntary Product Stewardship Program, which was brought under the auspices of CRI and reapproved for its second year to support and keep the collector sorter entrepreneur network intact. So I'm speaking for CARE and being very appreciative for both the generosity and the vision of the contributing mills.
Actually, let me point that out. That's about $4 million that's been contributed by members of the Carpet and Rug Institute to help keep these collector sorters solvent or alive in this economic time now where there's not a lot of profit opportunity based on just purely collecting and gathering and shipping carpet back to where it can be processed, right?
In the face of less expensive virgin raw materials.
Another thing that's interesting, you know, for a while there was a viable market for nylon because Shaw was running the Evergreen facility in Augusta. That's now shut down. So the issues are not just PET anymore. I mean, all fiber types, we're looking for in-use, economically viable outlets for recycled carpet, right?
And in view of that, CARE disbanded the PET committee last year and formed an all-fibers task force. And that task force has been hard at work behind the scenes and has brought forward a matrix of almost five dozen different technologies, opportunities, businesses in formation, some of which we expect to see come on stream in 2016, and they'll be presenting this afternoon at the conference. Others have been proven at pilot stage but are not yet businesses in formation, and others are great ideas that have yet to see the light of day.
Now, let me mirror what you just said. You showed me a sheet right before this interview, and you say five dozen. I mean, that's quite a number of different innovative initiatives that might bring a profitable market solution for what might happen to carpet. I'd like to bring up one thing I've been kind of watching. In Europe, there are a couple of companies who've been stressing that this solution could solve itself if we made carpet differently. And their premise is that the way we've been making carpet now for over 40 years, you know, with different types of polymers and adhesives that somewhat are contaminants when you talk about recycling, some of the solutions are to make carpet differently. Do you think that might happen?
Well, this has been an industry of change since its very inception, and certainly to the credit of those participating, that they're willing to embark on new ideas and try new things. And I expect to see more of that. If said differently, Kemp, you put work, time, effort, and money into separating a product at the end of its life. And if you've put it together, bolted like steel, you've got to put a lot of time, effort, and money into that separation. So the easier the separation is, the smoother it will be at the end of its life.
Mm-hmm. Need to point out that we just did our annual report, and you know, carpet is still an $8.5 billion business in the United States as far as wholesale value of what's sold, and so that's more than 2.5 times the next closest category, which is hardwood. So there's still plenty of carpet being sold, and there needs to continue to be a focus on finding a solution for what we do with it in the end, right?
Yes, it is, and expect in the years to come that raw materials, from an extraction point of view, will become more difficult and more valuable.
All right, Brendan, it's great to be with you. Again, been talking to Brendan McSheehy, the chairman of the board of CARE, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.